Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for God, which is the truth, the love of God, the righteousness of God, and understanding how God works. God is in control of everything. He's in control of all of the nations. He raises a nation up. He brings a nation down. We can look back at what happened with World War II. Look at what the Nazis and the Japanese did, especially the Nazis, and their experiments with children.
One of them was Eva Moses, seen here a day after liberation. Eva remembers meeting Mengele after receiving several toxic injections into her arm.
Then Mengele declared, laughing sarcastically, he said, "Too bad. She's so young. She has only 2 weeks to live." I refused to accept his verdict. I refused to die.
In all, Mengele murdered 3,000 twins. Some after chemicals were injected directly into their eyeballs. His aim? To turn the color of eyes from inferior brown to Aryan blue.
And how God directed that Germany be bombed into oblivion for their sins. And for their crimes. And for their killings and massacre of Jews and other people. Remember the death camps? Remember the ovens? They're still there as a memorial. Now let's look at America. Let's see what is the greatest crime, and why the judgment of God is sure, and why it's going to come. Now, I warn you, there are going to be some very graphic and macabre and terrible things that you're going to have to see on this segment. So if there are any children, remove them. Any teenagers, let them stay and see what will happen if they go to the same massive crime that America has committed. Let's come to Leviticus 18, because this again carries on where we left off, that God is going to judge. And he judges all nations. Remember the judgment that he brought upon Egypt, and the judgment that he brought upon all the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, to give the land to the children of Israel. And why did he do it? There was also a reason for his judgment. So let's read it here, Leviticus 18, verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, now, a little sidebar here you need to understand. Everything in the law and the prophets is from God. It's not the law of Moses and his opinion. It's the law of God spoken by Moses and written with his own hand. So don't say, oh, there you go on the Old Testament again. Well, you better listen up. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. As they do in the land of Egypt where you dwelt, you shall not do. And you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan where I am bringing you. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall do my judgments, keep my ordinances, and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. And you shall keep my statutes and judgment, which if a man does, he shall live in them. None of you shall approach to any who are near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. That is talking about sexual incest and orientation in the family. And all of this is covered by the commandment, you shall not commit adultery. And what does God say about this generation? An adulterous and wicked generation. Now, verse 24. Do not defile yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations. And remember last segment, God judges all nations. These nations which I cast out before you are defiled. And the land is defiled. Therefore, I visit its wickedness against it, and the land itself vomits out those who live in it. And that's exactly what God is going to do. What is the great sin? Let's see how it got started. Remember, kick God out of government, kick God out of the schools. And by the way, the instruction in public schools today is demonic and satanic and unfit to send your children to. So a little thing, if you can give homeschooling, I recommend that you do that. Verse 29, Leviticus 19. You shall not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. Now, isn't that what we have done with our daughters in America? To tell them that it's all right to have sex? Have all you want? We'll take care of it. And if you get pregnant, we won't even tell your parents, but we'll take you down to the local abortion clinic and we will have it removed. That is the sin of America. I want you to understand it. And the reason the judgment of God is coming is because we have set aside all truth and all righteousness concerning sex And we have filled the land with abortion clinics, and they have murdered 55 million of the most innocent. Whereas the American rely on what it says, the freedom, the right to life. There are 55 million unrepentant mothers who have had abortions, and it's generally their firstborn, which is precious to God. And tens of thousands of doctors and clinics that perform this most hideous and most sinful and most shameful thing because casting all their lies aside, life begins at conception. Now, when life begins in the womb, it is viable from the instant of conception. It is human at that point. The only difference between that small speck of life and you is growth. Now, it must stay in the womb and develop and grow. And the baby is viable to live outside of the womb at 21 weeks.
We never let go of him. And then he opened his eyes and he grabbed David's finger and he held on and he laid his head back down on my chest and stared at his dad.
Of the most ghastly things you could possibly think of. When someone asks a Planned Parenthood doctor who does abortions, what do you do if the baby is alive when it should have been aborted? His answer was, we choke it.
A lot of women don't even ask this question, but if we was to proceed with the abortion and the baby was to come out still alive and active, most likely we will break the baby's neck.
Now, we have taught our daughters to have free sex with anyone, and the doctors will take care of it. But is that true? And the worst decision that was ever made by the Supreme Court of the United States was Roe versus Wade in 1973. And there have been 55 million murders of the unborn. Now think about this for a minute. This is why we have the immigration problem we do, legal and illegal, because we have killed so many of the next generation that God is sending us punishment, in some cases, the worst of the nations, in hopes that we would repent. But oh no, they did away with partial birth abortion, but now they are bringing it back with a vengeance. There was a law just passed recently in New York City, and also endorsed by former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Abortion up to the point of birth. Now, I want you to witness the satanic joy in passing that law that those in the New York legislature rejoiced in. When the bill passed,
abortion is a medical procedure. It is not a crime.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. And let us reaffirm a fundamental truth. All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God.
State lawmakers from both the Assembly and the Senate today celebrated. A bill introduced way back in 2007 finally removes abortion from the state penal code. It also ensures women the right to an abortion in New York.
I also want to thank so many of you, so many of the advocates who came year after year asking us to do the right thing by women in New York. And I do know that some of them are here. Sarah Weddington, the original attorney. Thank you, Sarah. Stand up, Sarah. The original attorney for Roe v. Wade. Thank you. We also have Robin Chappelle, the executive of Planned Parenthood, is Robin.
Infanticide.
Andrea Miller, NIRH. Donna Lieberman, New York Civil Liberties Union.
Infanticide.
Krista Christakis, executive director at the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
They're shouting for joy that you can kill up to the point of birth.
Westchester, Catherine Lederer-Plaskett, president in WCLA Choice Matters. So many of you, thank you so much.
Now you think that that is evil. Remember how they praise the ancient nations of Central America, what an advanced society that they had. And they had such a wonderful calendar, and they had such a mysterious language, and they must have been so very intelligent. No, they were sacrificers of all human flesh. young, and old. What did God do with those nations? He cursed them and removed them. Now, let's read what God did to Jerusalem and Judah because of the same thing. Child sacrifice. And that's exactly what abortion is. Jeremiah 7 and verse 30. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord. They have set their abominations in my house, which is called by my name, to pollute it. And they have built high places in Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire. Child sacrifice. They would take their children to Moloch, who had great movable arms, and they would place the infant in the hands of Moloch with a big fire burning in his belly, and the arms would move up and the baby would be devoured. Notice what he says here, which I did not command them, nor did it ever come into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that it shall no more be called Tophet, or the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And that's what's going to happen to this nation. It will be called the valley of slaughter. Now let's come to Jeremiah 19, because he says it here in this place, because the laws that allow abortion are done by the leaders, by the priests, by the religionists. Yes, there are some who are against it. And I'll tell you, when the final decision of God is going to be made. But let's read it here. Chapter 19. Thus says the Lord, go get a potter's earthen jar and assemble some of the elders of the people and the elders of the priests, the leaders. And go out to the valley of Hinnom by the entry of the potsherd gate and declare the words that I shall tell you and say, hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and people of Jerusalem. And I say to you, all leaders in America, hear the word of the Lord. I don't care if you're the president, the vice president, whether you are the head of the House of Representatives or the Senate, or you're a governor or whatever you are. God says, hear his word. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I will bring evil upon this place, which shall cause the ears of him who hears it to tingle, because they have forsaken me and have profaned this place, and have burned incense to other gods, whom neither their fathers nor have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. They have built the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal, which I never commanded nor spoke, nor did it come into my mind. Now you see what they do to the innocent today. And remember, the symbol of Planned Parenthood is a broken womb. Now, I want you to see this billboard, which was posted in the state of Iowa, where the legislature just passed no abortion if there's a heartbeat.
I understand that not everyone will agree with this decision, but if death is determined when a heart stops beating, then doesn't a beating heart indicate life?
And look at the callousness of what this billboard tells us, that now murder of the unborn is a pleasurable thing. Now then, let's understand the biblical truth. It's historical that God did what he said and destroyed them. And you can mark the words of God and be guaranteed, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And for all of those who say, well, Jesus wouldn't do that, he was. The Lord God of the Old Testament that spoke these words that caused it to happen. It's going to happen. And it's going to come. And it's going to be terrible and it's going to be evil. But God offers repentance. If you will turn, if you will come back to God, if you will honor the word of God and live by it, he will turn back his hand. Now, I want you to see the testimony of a young woman who was offered an abortion, but decided not to have it.
Well, I was 16 when I first became pregnant, and I didn't really believe it was real still. You know, you're kind of, haha, this is funny, a joke. But then I went into the doctor's office to get my official, yes, you are for sure pregnant. She did my pregnancy test, and she said, you're right, you're pregnant. And so that was when the tears kind of came flooding in, and the emotions suddenly were just, like, heightened. I knew I had three options, basically. One, to become a parent, two, to have an abortion, and three, to put the baby up for adoption. She said to me, I've had a lot of people sit in that chair you're sitting in now and regret their abortions. She said, but not once have I ever met a single mother who has ever regretted having their baby. Feeling lots of, what am I going to do? So many things whirling through my head. And then after a month, I kind of felt, okay, well, maybe I'm not meant to have this baby. You know, things aren't really working out. And so, because they just tell you that it's a blob of cells and that it's just, you know, you're not doing anything. It doesn't hurt the baby, but the heartbeat starts 21 days. Brainwaves start 45 days. And before you even find out you're pregnant, the baby is definitely living and definitely functioning as a human. I know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I know that he is in my life right now because he needs to be. And God wanted him to be on this earth. It's pretty amazing that you could just love someone so little, so much. I just can't imagine not having him here with me today. And what I would be doing if he wasn't in my life right now, I think I'd be very lost and wondering. This November, where was my baby? Life is a beautiful gift. I think that we can never take it for granted or put ourselves in a position where we can be the controllers of life. Because honestly, you know, look at how precious that is. You're just too cute for words, hey? Choose life. You're never going to regret it.
And now finally, what is that moment of judgment that God is going to bring on America? It will come in the not too distant future, because there will be two lawsuits, one from Iowa, where the legislature passed a law that there is no abortion if there's a heartbeat. The other one will be the one from New York and Virginia, abortion up to the point and even beyond the point of birth. Those will come to the Supreme Court. The question is, what will they do? Now, to help get your life squared around, and to understand the truth, I want you to write for this book, From a Speck of Dust to a Son of God, and understand that every new life is a creation of God for a great purpose and great plan that God has. And once you read this book, you will understand why abortion is murder. And because the only difference between you and newly conceived life is growth in birth and growth to whatever age you may be. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And I hope that these will help you really understand the seriousness of the times we are living in. and what we need to do and how we need to live our lives and hope that God will turn back his hand so that he won't bring it immediately, because he could bring it at any time. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Colter saying, so long, everyone.